if you do not work in Switzerland and you are not Swiss, to pay a fixed amount of tax every year. We call it lump sum taxation or forfait fiscal. And basically, the more you make, the less taxes as a percentage you pay, because you always pay the same.
Oh, what a fantastic scheme. So you go to Switzerland, you speak to the tax authority, you say, look, I'm going to give you for £50 a year, take it or leave it, and they say, okay, we'll take it, and that's it.
Yeah, I wish. No, it's not the case. First, you come to speak to Mr. Michelou, which is me,
yes.
And then I'll tell you what's the minimum we can get. It's a lot more
so
than
you,
that.
So you broker a deal
that's
with the tax people.
But it would be around, I mean, the minimum for a very famous person would be around £40,000 of taxes every year.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if you make a lot of money,
so if someone's earning, if someone, for example, Lewis, the kind of figures, Lewis, to about £20 million a year, he'd only pay £40,000 a year tax.
Well, yeah, but you should see this from a different angle. These guys, they make a lot of money for a very, very short time, and then if they, you know, if they lose the winning streak, then that's it. It's gone. So you people from the media, you're very interested to these Formula One drivers while they are famous, while they're winning. But perhaps 5 years on, 10 years on, nobody will speak about them. And here we have an entire graveyard of forgotten Formula One racers. So I
Francois,
think, yes.
You'll maybe talking later. You can do a deal with me with the Swiss tax authorities.
Well, no problem. I mean, we have journalists as clients as well.
Francois, you managed to turn him. He was completely against the idea to start with, but I think that you have a way of selling it.
Thank you, Francois.
Francois Michelieu there.